Today we begin lesson 90 in Parshas Vayera, Perek Yutes, chapter 19. We're going to learn Psukim Yud Dalet to Yud Zayin, Psukim 14 to 17. In the Simonim Tanach, we are on page 26, four lines from the top. Vayetze heilot vayidaber el chasonav lo cheven osav. Vayomer kumutzu mina makom hazeh ki mashkris Adonai es ha'ir vayehi chim tzachek be'enei chasonav. Ruchemo ha'shachar olo vayoyitzu ha'malochim belot le'mor kum. Kach es ishtecha v'shtei v'nosecha. Hanimtzos penti sofe bavon ha'ir vayisma mo. Vayachaziku anoshim biyado uviyad ishto. Uviyad shidei v'nosav v'chem las Adonai olav vayotzi uhu vayanichuhu michutz lo yir. Vayehi chotziyom osam hachutzo. Vayomer himolet al nafshecho al tabit acharecho. Val tamod b'chol hakikor ha'horo himolet pen tisofeh. The Malachim have already warned Lot that they're about to destroy the city. So now they said, go try to save your family. So what does Lot do? Now, you should know, Lot had four daughters that we are aware of. The two daughters who were living in his house, and he had two married daughters. As well, according to Rashi, the two daughters in her house were betrothed, engaged to marry other men as well. So now Lot is going to try to save all those people. Vayetze Lot, and Lot went out. Vayedaber, and he spoke El Chasonov to his son-in-laws. Those are the two son-in-laws who married his daughters. And then also Lokheven Osav, and the ones who took his daughters, did a Lekicha, did the first stage of marriage, engaged his daughters. So those were the two different sets of son-in-laws. Vayomer, and he said, Kumu, get up, Tzu'u, leave, Mina Mokom Azeh, from this place. Why? Ki Mashchis Adonoi, for the all-merciful God is destroying Esoir, the city. What was their reaction? Vayehi, and he seemed to them, Chim Tzachek, like a Mitzachek, a joker, Be'enei Chasodov, in the eyes of his son-in-laws. They thought he was making a joke, and they just pushed him away, and that was it. So obviously he cannot save them. Tesvav, uchemo, and as Hashachar Allah, as the dawn ascended, as it rose. It's before sunrise, it's pre-sunrise, but the light is beginning to come. So we're running out of time. Vayoyitzu ha'malachim, and the angels pressed him, they rushed him. Below Lot Lemor, saying the following, Kum, get up, kach es ishtecha, take your wife, v'shteven osecha, and your two daughters, hanimtzos, who are found here in the house, these are the ones you can save now, and hurry, because if you don't do it, pen lest tisofe, you will perish, bavon ha'ir, for the sins of the city. So you got to get out fast. Even with that warning, now they both were telling him that, both angels want him to get out. Tezayin. Now you see, when we laned the word vayismamo, there was a shalsheles. We went up three times, which the way we sang the note reflects what the word means. Vayismamo. And he delayed. He didn't rush out. And why was he not rushing out? Because he was trying to save all his possessions. I have to save this. I have to save this. The city's getting destroyed. So vayachaziku anashim. The men took hold, biado, of his hand. And they took him by the hand, get out. Ubiyad ishto, in the hand of his wife. Ubiyad shtei benosav, in the hand of his two daughters. And why did they do this? Bechemlas Adonai olav. Out of a chemla, out of a pity that the all-merciful God had for him. Vayotziuhu, and they took him out. Now the commentator said, Vayotziuhu, they took him out. That was miraculous. In one moment, boom, they flew out of the city, as it were. Vayenichu, and they placed him Michutz lo'ir, outside of the city of stone, but they were still in the valley area of the Jordan Valley area. So he was safe from the immediate destruction of Sodom, but he's still not in the clear because the entire valley is meant to be destroyed. So Yud Zayin Vayehi, and it was Kehotzi Yomosom, when they took them out, Hachutza, outside, meaning outside of the city. Vayomer, and he said, only one of the angels, only one, because this is the angel that's meant to save Lot. And he said, Himolait, flee, or slip away, Al Nafshecha, for your soul. In other words, be happy that you're alive, forget about your possessions, be happy that you can slip away and flee and save your soul. And as you go, he gives an important instruction. As you continue to run out of the valley, Al Tabit, do not look acharecha, behind you. Why? Because the truth of the matter is, Lo, you're almost as wicked as all these people that are getting destroyed. And you should be destroyed. If it wouldn't be for the merit of Avram, you would be getting destroyed. And that's what Avram's prayers, although he couldn't save the city of Sodom, he could save Lo. And therefore, since these people are dying for a sin that's similar to yours, it's not right. You don't deserve to look back and see their destruction. So number one, you can't look back. And number two, va'al tamod, and don't stand and remain b'chol akikor, in the entire valley, because the entire valley is going to be destroyed. So you have to keep moving. So where should you go? Ha-hara, to the mountain. Himolate, you shall flee and slip away. Pen, lest tisafe, you will perish. Now, who's in the mountain? Well, we learned earlier that Avram settled and put his tent by the mountain. Avram, it was by the mountain physically and metaphorically. He's like a mountain. He's like Horim, parents are the same word as Ahar. He's like your spiritual father. Go back to Avram, they said. And that would be the place where you belong. Let's take a look at the questions today. One, Ma Amar Lot Lechasanov. What did Lot say to his son-in-laws? He told them, get up and leave this place because Hashem's destroying the place. Two, Kama Chasanim Hayo LeLot. How many son-in-laws did Lot have? And Bar explained, he had two official son-in-laws who had married daughters outside the house and two engaged son-in-laws to the daughters that lived in his house. Did the son-in-laws of Lot believe that Sodom would be destroyed? No. 4. How did the son-in-laws respond to Lot? They responded in not believing, and they felt like he was a joker. 5. On what is it said? It's referring to Lot, that Lot was like a joker in the eyes of his son-in-laws. 6. Targem uchemo. Chemo means and as. 7. Masai lochatzu amalochim alot letzeis mistom. When did the angels rush Lot to get out of Sodom? It was as the dawn was ascending, as dawn was about to happen. 8. Targem vayoitzu. Vayoitzu means they pressed or they rushed. 9. Kisha hashachar lo. When the dawn arose, me osa malochim lo. What did the angels do to Lot? They pressed him to leave. 10. Ma amru amalachim lo. What did the angels say to Lot? Get up, take your wives and your daughters that are there, lest you will perish. 11. Kama banos hayu lot besacha kol besom. How many daughters did Lot have in total in Sodom? Hasber explained, he had 4, the 2 that were in the house and the 2 that were married. 12. Kama banos lot hotzi amalachim lot lokachas balos hashachar. How many of his daughters, of Lot's daughters, did the angels offer to take as the dawn happened? 2 of the daughters in the house. 13. Lama hivtzira malachim belot letzeis mistom. Why did the angels rush Lot to leave Sodom? Because they didn't want him to get killed in the destruction of Sodom. 14. Mi omar lami. Who said to who? Ulazrin explained, ma, what it means, pen tisafe bavona ir. It was the angel saying to Lot, lest you will perish because of the sins of the city as it's being destroyed. 15. Did Lot immediately leave the city, Imishto, with his wife, Ushteba Nosov, and his 2 daughters, Shoyu, basically, were in his house, and Madu, and why? He did not, because he was still wanting to take his possessions with him. 16. Targem, translate, Vayis Mamo, means, and he delayed. 17. Alma Nemer, about what is it saying? Vayis Mamo, it's about Lot who delayed. 18, Kishalot Hismamalot says Mistom, when Lot delayed to leave Stom, Imisha, with his wife, Ushtei ben Asav, and two daughters, Balos HaShachar, when the morning dawned, Ma'asom Malachim, what did the angels do? They took hold of his hands and their hands, and they took them out. 19, Targem Vayachziku, Vayachziku means, and they took hold of. 20, Targem Bechemlas, Bechemlas means out of pity. 21. Was Lot worthy to die in stone with his wife and daughters? Yes, he was worthy. 22. Why was he and his wives and daughters deserving to die? Because they weren't much better than the other people who were getting destroyed. 23. Why did Lot merit to be saved from stone? Even though he delayed to leave, he was saved in the merit of Avram's prayers. 24. Mihotzias Lot v'ishto shtei ben asof. Who took Lot and his wife and two daughters out? It was the two angels. 25. Le'efo tzia malachim. Where did the angels take out Lot? Es Lot v'ishto ushtei ben asof v'inichu osam. Where did he take Lot and his wife and daughters and leave them? He took them outside of the city. 26. Almi v'alma apat on who and on va'al masai and when nemar does it say ve'yotziu ve'enichu mechus la'ir? It's talking about the angels who took Lot and his family outside of the city. They did that right at dawn. 27. Mamar malch l'lot. What did the angel tell Lot? Keshahotzio so chutz la'ir stone. When he took them out of the city of stone, he said, "Keep running away. Don't turn back and go all the way to the mountains." 28. Targem himalate. Translate the word himalate. Himalate means to flee or to slip away. 29. Ba'er himalate al nafshecha. He's saying, save your soul. Flee and save your soul. Be happy that you can save your soul and don't worry about the money. 30. Was it permitted for Lot and his family to turn back? No. Madua, why? Because they were just as sinful as the people of Sodom and did not deserve to be able to even see the destruction of Sodom. 31. Mi omar lo, who said to who? Al tabid acharecha, don't look back. The angel said it to Lot and his family. This time it's only one angel. It says Vayomer, only one, the Malach Raphael, who was saving them. 32. Aimaya mutar lo li sharsham. Was it permitted for Lot to stay outside the city? No. 33. For how long, how far was Lot not permitted to stay? Until the mountains. 30. He could not stay in the entire valley. 34. When the angel took Lot out of stone, La'an Armelechas, where he told him to go? He told him to go to the mountains, to go back to Avram. 35. When the angel took Lot out of stone, Lama Armelechas, why did he tell him to go to the mountain? Because Avram lived there and there'll be no destruction there. 36. Ma'amar malach alot. What did the angel say to Lot? Sheyik will happen. Im lo yamshich lot lechazav. If he does not go to the mountains, he will be, he will perish as well as all the people of stone. Let's review the psukim one more time. Pasuk yud dalad. Vayetze lot. Vayidaber el chasonov lo chevin osav. Vayomer kumu tzu'u min amakom hazeh ki mashchis adonoi esoir. Vayichim tzachek b'nei chasonov. Uchemo hashachar olov. Vayoyitzo malachim belot lemor kum. Kachas ishtecha v'shtei v'nosecha animtzos pen tisofe bavon hoir. Please spend a few minutes reviewing today's lesson and going over also lessons 87, 86, 87, 88, 89. Have a great day.